I think most people are aware here in the 21st century about all the changes that come about, both good and bad, because of technology. But we don't really think a lot about what technology in the Old West was. And there are a couple of technological changes that made huge ground swell shift of difference in the West. One of them was barbed wire, but that's not what this song is about. And the other one was the train, which changed the cattle business completely. And up north, right by the Colorado border, there's a little town, Chama, New Mexico. And that's the home of the Cumbres and Toltec Railroad. And that railroad, not the Cumbres and Toltec line, but the railroad started in like 1881 or something. So use your imagination. You're going to be back in the Old West. You're going to be a gambler in the little town of Chama, New Mexico. You got yourself involved in a nice little poker game. You're doing quite well, in fact. You're winning pretty much every hand. You're doing so well that your partners in the game begin to get rather suspicious of you, perhaps thinking that you're playing fast and loose with the rules. You decide it's a good time to get out of town, but you don't have a horse. The next stage doesn't leave for 2 days. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to go down to the train station, and you're going to buy a ticket, get on that train, and you're going to say, let's get this train moving. Well, you know, they don't move that fast. They're loading it up with coal and start pulling out real slow. And you hear a commotion coming up the boardwalk your way. You see your former friends headed your direction with blood in their eye. Let's get this train moving. Well, I was doing till they turned up the lights and that ace fell out of my sleeve. I said, no, there's a train whistle blowing and I think that it's time to leave. Gonna hop on a train to Chama, booty mama, gonna move it on down the line. Making my way to Antonita, Colorado, and I'm hoping that the train is on time. Well, the big wheels roll as a shovel in the cold, and we're heading into the wind. Gonna hop on the train to Chama, pretty mama, and I ain't coming back again. So I found a poker table, lit up a cigar, checking out the players in the game. There's an Irishman, old Brady, a cowboy, and a lady. I said, I don't believe I caught your name. She said, you don't know me, stranger. Folks call me Miss Danger. For now, that's all you need to know. Well, you gonna stand there or pull you up and share? We start dealing when that train whistle blows. Well, by the time we made it all the way through Cumbres Pass, I was winning, raking in the dough. As soon as Danger scooted over, she said, stranger, there's something that you ought to know. Well, old Grady, he's a boozer, he's a mighty sore loser, and he's got a pistol tucked inside his boot. The train starts to slow, and you hear that whistle blow, I'll kill the lights in the ground. Making my way to Antonita, Colorado, and things are looking better all the time. Lady Luck's on the road, let you shovel in the coal, and I cast my fate to the wind. Gonna hop on the train to Chama, pretty mama, and I ain't going back again. Well, the room went black, I never looked back, grabbed the gold, and I headed for the door. Bullets were flying, passengers were crying as the train rolled through Toltec Gorge. Miss Danger turned around, she said, stranger, stay down, there's a water stop a mile down the track. When you hear the brakes whine, you'll know it's time. Jump off and don't look back. Don't look back. So we hopped off of that train, went off through the woods, saw a cabin, she walked up to the door. She said with a grin, it's my place, come on in. And I said, I think you've done this before.
Well, she said, well, yes, but stranger, you're the best, and I wouldn't mind a partner in this game. She gave a little laugh, said, I don't mind sharing half if you don't mind sharing your name. Now we hop on the train to Chumba, pretty mama, and we ride up down the line, playing poker all the way to Antonita, Colorado, and we're making money all the time. We're wrecking in the gold at the shovel in the cold, and we're heading into the wind. We hop on the train to Chumba, pretty mama, and we ride it back home again. We hop on the train to Chama, birdie mama, and we ride it back home again. Again. Again.
That could be a true story.
It could be. Okay, I'll let you have a drink. Okay, this next song is was inspired by a bad outlaw named Frank James. And he turned himself in, and you know, the only time he spent in jail was the time he spent waiting for his trial. He got off. A lot of technical stuff, you know, but legal stuff, I don't understand it all, you know. I didn't know there was a difference between unlawful and illegal. I didn't know. I thought they were the same thing. But my uncle, my cousin, he's a lawyer, and he said, yes, there is a difference. He said, unlawful means contrary to the law, and illegal is a sick bird.
I rest my case.
This one is called Life of an Outlaw.
Existing on the run. He ain't living, he's existing.
assistant on the run. Mariam Funka.
We'd like to thank all the folks here at Global Kirky, Tom Fruge, Neil Copperman, and the whole crew for having us here. There's only two New Mexico acts here, and the rest of them are from other places, far and away, distant places. I'm from right here in Albuquerque. Doug is from Limitar, and Mariam is from Socorro, currently. All right. Was that for Socorro? Because we don't usually get a lot. Oh. Oh, okay.
Nuevo Mexico.
We really don't get a lot for Limitar, do we, Doug? Well, this is a cowboy song for people who don't necessarily live the cowboy life, but there's something in here for you. It's called Good Ride. Gonna ride this trail, ride it straight and true. At the end of the day, I hope you find your way to the one who waits for you. Have a horse and some friends right by your side. Good trail, good horse, good friends makes a mighty good ride. I could use a good horse to carry my load. Cause we all need a little bit of help sometime just to get on down that road. Gonna treat him good, gonna treat him kind. I'm gonna treat him like I'd want to be treated if the load was mine. When the cold wind blows and the thunder rolls and the dust devils swirl like the end of the world, and you're scared down in your soul, you're gonna need a good friend right next to you. Together you can weather any storm, you can make it through.
Pick it, Mark.
Thank you.
I hope you find your old trail. I hope it's straight and true. And at the end of the day, I hope you find your way to the one who waits for you. Have a horse and some friends right by your side. A good trail, a good horse, good friends makes a mighty good ride. When the cold wind blows and the thunder rolls and the dust devils swirl like the end of the world, and you're scared down in your soul, gonna need a good friend right next to you. Together you can weather any storm, you can make it through. Have a horse and some friends right by your side. Good trail, good horse, good friends makes a mighty good ride.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Better not.
This next song is a song that I co-wrote with a friend of mine named Todd Carter. He's from Queen Valley, Arizona, and he showed me this song about a year ago. He had most of the lyrics written, and he asked me if I wanted to co-write with him, and I read those lyrics and I said, man, yeah, definitely. And, we know this is a Western song, but we were just trying to figure out, you know, it's got something else to it. What do you think, Jim?
Well, you know, when I heard the song, I said, you know what? Everybody Dies, it's at least part bluegrass.
It's got to be bluegrass.
So I thought we should call it Westgrass.
Yeah, so we decided we would call it an America Cowboy Folk Grass Tragedy. So that's what it is, and this is called Charlie and Evangeline.
When the land was young, big and wild, there were 100 ways for a man to die. Who'd have thought it'd be from a broken heart? He was scratching and living in a choya stand, running cattle on the Rio Grande. So begins the story of Charlie Clark. Well, he'd go to town once in a while, and that's when he first saw her smile in a saloon owned by a man named Henry Brown. Henry was a businessman, and I use that term loosely, friend. He owned half the county and all this town. She said her name was Evangeline. She'd just come down from Abilene, trying to put some distance to her past. Charlie had his demons too, but Evangeline's love is true. He thought he'd finally found the one at last. Oh, Evangeline, you're the prettiest prairie flower I've ever seen. And I swear to you someday I'll come and carry you away. One night Henry, jealous of me, broken on Evangeline, backhanded her onto the bed. She came up with a carving knife, intent on taking Henry's life, but he pulled out his pistol and shot her dead. Word came down, some folks say Charlie let his cattle drift away, but there's no doubt his heart was broke that day. Henry couldn't eat or sleep, he kept one eye out on the street, knowing if Charlie came he'd have to pay. Oh, Evangeline, you're the prettiest prairie flower I've ever seen. Thank you.
Charlie rode into the town and stepped down in front of the saloon. Brown came charging through the door, and Charlie saw on the second floor one of Henry's cowboys with a Colt Dragoon. Charlie saw the muzzle flash, he heard the sound of breaking glass in the bullet as downward he did fly. He felt the crush of breaking bone, and as he headed forth, he put a bullet between Henry's eyes. You're the prettiest prairie flower I've ever seen, and I swear to you someday I'll come and carry you away. The end, Charlie soon would meet as he lay dying in the street, and the star's light was fading into gray. He felt Evangeline's hand, and so he finally understands it's her that will carry him away. Oh, Evangeline, you're the prettiest prairie flower I've ever seen. And I swear to you someday I'll come and carry you away. And I swear to you someday I'll come and carry you away. I'll come and carry you away. I'll come and carry you away.
Thank you. Well, Jim said I could tell a joke, and, well, so I'm going to.
Oh, no.
He says he said I have time.
I think so.
I'm going to tell something about Texans. You know, it was back when Texas was fighting for their independence. Santa Ana was in this big valley. His whole army was there. And they looked up on the hill up there, and there was a lone Texan on a horse, and he was yelling insults down at Santa Ana, and it really made him mad. So he said, he called one of his captains, and he said, I want you to take 10 men and go up, and I want you to get that Texan. And so they all mounted up, and they rode after that Texan. The Texan went on over the hill, and they went over the hill right after him. There was all kinds of noise and all kinds of smoke and just everything. And pretty soon, that Texan's up on the hill again. And he's shouting insults down at Santa Ana. It's really making him mad, so he calls one of his colonels, and he says, I want you to take 50 men, and I want you to go get that Texan. And so they all saddled up, and they took off over the hill, and Texan went over the hill. They went over the hill, and there was all kinds of noise. There was gunshots. There was smoke. There was dust. And pretty soon that Texan was on the hill again. Is really making him mad. So he called one of his generals and he said, I want you to take 100 men and I want you to go get that Texan. And so they all saddled up. They took off over that hill and that Texan disappeared over the hill, and they disappeared over the hill right after him. The same thing, all kinds of noise, dust and smoke. And pretty soon, one of Santa Ana's men comes riding back over the hill, and he gets down to Santa Ana and he says, don't send him anymore. It's a trap. There's two of them. That's how Texans are.
And then that's also why they put us out here by the beer, because after you hear that, you're going to want a beer. But, come get some beer over there. Well, so I wonder how many of you thought you knew what Western music was and thought it was like Gene Autry and the Sons of the Pioneers, which, of course, it was, and that's
and is.
That's great stuff, but... We just want you to know there's a lot of great new contemporary Western music being written and performed all over, and some of which we like to take credit for. And so we hope if you want to take us home with you, we would recommend that you get CDs, because you can turn them off once you're tired of them. So,
yeah.
This is a very much of a New Mexico song. It's set up in a little town of Cimarron in the late 1800s. It's set in the context of the Colfax County Wars. That was a time, if you're not familiar with New Mexico history, when a group of crooked politicians known as the Santa Fe Ring were much more interested in feathering their own nests and profiting than they were in the best interest of their constituents. Thank God we're past all that.
Yeah. Everything's good now.
But anyway, I wrote this song a number of years ago, and when I got to the end of it, I thought, there's got to be more. Well, I wound up writing a book about it, and then another book and a third book, and so I have a trilogy of stories set up in northern New Mexico that started with this song. It was kind of like eating guacamole. I got started, I couldn't stop. So, called Rustler's Moon. The first time I saw him, he was standing on a hill, looking 10 times larger than life. I can't erase the image, I guess I never will. After all the years, it cuts just like a knife. He said, howdy cowboy, now ain't you mighty young to travel down the road to rage and ruin. But if you got the notion and if you got a gun, we ride tonight by the light of the rustler's moon. He said an outlaw never travels when the moon is full and bright. The posse on your trail is hard to shake. If you travel with the new moon, you travel without light, and your horse won't make it far if his leg breaks. The quarter moon's the answer, the old man's on your side. The time to seize the night is coming soon. So saddle up those horses, it's time for us to ride and try our luck by the light of the rustler's moon. Cause we ride at night by the light of the rustler's moon, shining through our souls. And we live or die underneath the sky by the light of the rustler's moon, the rustler's moon. Together with me staring at his back, by moonlight it was all I could see. And out there on the dusty trail, I think that I lost track. I wondered what was him and what was me. Time was when I swear I would have followed him to hell to fight the devil's minions in the gloom. I never could see clear enough to break his magic spell by the light of the rustler's moon. But finally the sun rose and I saw the light of day. Thank the Lord I hadn't gone too far. No more quarter moon for me, I had to find my way by the light of a shining silver star. For though we went our separate ways, we vowed to meet again. Deep inside our hearts we both knew the lawman and the outlaw, it's down to me or him in the light of rustler's moon. Cause we ride at night by the light of the rustler's moon, shining through our soul. And may live or die underneath the sky by the light of the rustler's moon, the rustler's moon. Time I saw him, he was standing on a hill, looking 10 times larger than life. Well, I can't erase the image, yes, I never will. After all the years, it cuts just like a knife. knife. He said, howdy cowboy, your pony sure can run. I never thought I'd see you quite so soon. If you plan to catch me, I hope you brought your gun, and I hope that you can aim by the light of the moon. Cause we ride tonight by the light of the rustler's moon, shining through our soul. And we live or die underneath the sky by the light of the rustler's moon, the rustler's moon. Thank you. We may have a rustler's moon tonight if you watch. It's a quarter moon.
All right.
If you're looking to rustle any cattle tonight.
If you're looking. Are you going to tell a joke, Jim? Jim's going to tell a joke. That's what he said.
I did say that, yeah. They said, you know, we like to keep people moving from stage to stage. So if you guys tell a few jokes, that'll keep them moving.
Yeah.
This is a cowboy joke, though. Cowboy walks into a bar. Nobody in there but the bartender. So he goes up to the bar and says to the bartender, where is everybody? And the bartender looks at him and he says, they're at the hanging. Cowboy says, the hanging? He said, yep. He said, well, who are they hanging? Bartender says, Paper Pete. He said, Paper Pete? He said, yep, Paper Pete. He said, well, why do they call him Paper Pete? He, bartender says, because his hat's made out of paper, his wild rag's made out of paper, his vest is made out of paper, his shirt's made out of paper, his chaps are made out of paper, his jeans are made out of paper, and his boots are made out of paper. Cowboy says, really? He said, what are they hanging him for? Bartender looks at him and says, rustling.
All right. Nobody got up.
Not yet. They're stunned still.
Well, I wrote this song just a little while ago. This is a pretty new song. And I was trimming a bunch of two-year-old fillies, and things were going really good, and it was a good day. And so this song just came out. I had it all written. I had everything written just before I had all the horses done. And one of those cool songs that I didn't know what it was going to be like till I started playing it. And it was really cool because it was only two chords. I said, man, that's
cool.
We
like that.
So this is kind of my philosophy of life. As far as my eyes can see, I'm riding along, and I've got a song that's enough for a cowboy like me. That's enough for a cowboy like me. A good horse under me, it's easy to see. I'm right here where I want. I've got a good woman's love, the blue sky above. That's enough for a cowboy like me. That's enough for a cowboy like me. Enough for a cowboy like me. That's
that's enough for a cowboy like me. When I die, bury me out on the prairie. A wooden cross over me. Send my soul up above by lone mourning dove. That's enough for a cowboy like me. That's enough for a cowboy like me.
You want to play it a little bit?
Thank you.
Well, being cowboys, we're going to do a lot of songs about horses, because horses are pretty much, it's all about the horse for a cowboy. And Jim's got a great song here coming up, and he will introduce it to you. It's another horse song.
It is. We started with Running with the Wind. We're going to end with Race with the Wind. Doug mentioned that I did start out in Texas and found my way a little farther west out here to New Mexico. In Texas, the King Ranch has been around since the 1850s, and there are a lot of people that have said for years it was the largest ranch in the world. Of course, most of those people were Texans that were saying it. But back
everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas. That's right. But in the 1860s, the vaqueros that worked on the King Ranch, they were known as Los Quineños, which is King's men. They would go out, and there were still a lot of wild Mustangs out there that had most of the pure blood from the Spanish Mustangs that came over, and they would track them down, and if they could catch them, they would break them and use them on the ranch, and they were fine horses. But the operative phrase is, if they could catch them. This is called Race with the Wind. In the quiet of the morning, Los Quineños silently gather. At the stables, the new day has begun. Today they track the Mustangs for Captain Richard King. They saddle El Caballo. They ride out with the dawn. Through Mesquite and Chaparral, they press on through the morning to Amargosa Creek, where the wild horses roam. There they'll gather those wild Mustangs for the running of your brand. They cut up the finest ones, they bring those beauties home. From the high ground, one lets out a vaquero yell. There's a herd of wild Mustangs coming hard as hell. Press them on their flanks. Everyone you see, get those ponies moving, run them on down to me. Like silhouettes on the hills, shadows on the plains, an ocean wave of Mustangs rolling their way. They watch in silent wonder as the ponies race with the wind. Such a sight they may never see again. Such a sight they may never see
again. Brush and broken branches with a V-shaped entry, half a mile long. They run those ponies hard on down to the enclosure. No problema, they say. What could go wrong? Mustangs boil in circle as they charge into the trap. Too many, too wild. Vaqueros lose control. Striking frenzy, they crush the corral in a cloud of dust. They vanish through a gaping hole. From the high ground, one lets out a vaquero yell.
Los caballos locos,
they smash my corral all to hell. Helpless, they watch as the noble creatures thunder away. Galloping to freedom, if just for one more day. Like silhouettes on the hill, shadows on the plain, an ocean wave of mustangs rolling away. They watch in silent wonder as the ponies embrace the field. Such a sight maybe never see again. Such a sight we may never see again.
Thank you very much for listening. We are the Cowboy Way. Doug Figgs and Mario Funca. And I am Jim Jones. Thank you. Thank you so much.